Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
Timeline. Night of murders, June 7, 2021. 8:44 p.m., Paul takes kennel video. 8:44 p.m., Lynn G., likely Maggie's sister-in-law, Lynn Goyette, sends the final text message that Maggie reads, "I'm in court all week," emoji, regarding visiting Murdaugh's ailing father, Randolph Murdaugh III. 8:48 p.m., Megan Kimbrell sends the final text message that Paul reads, "No, I need something happy," regarding watching sad movies. 9:03:44 p.m., SUV system boots up. This can happen without door opening. 9:04:23 p.m., missed call from Alec to Maggie. 9:06:12 p.m., orientation changes on Maggie's phone. 9:06:14 p.m., missed call from Alec to Maggie. 9:06:49 p.m., Alec's car is running. 9:06:50 p.m., Alec's car is taken out of park. 16 minutes pass with no car data. At this time, Alec Murdaugh could have departed Moselle Road for his parents' house. 9:06:51, missed call from Alec to Maggie. 9:07 p.m. to 9:31 p.m., screen is off on Maggie's phone. 9:08:51 p.m., Alec texts Maggie, "Going to check on him, be right back." 9:11 p.m., Alec calls best friend Chris Wilson. Call lasts 2 minutes. Wilson tells Alec he's busy and will call him back. 9:20 p.m., best friend Chris Wilson calls Alec back. Alec tells him he's about to get to his mom's house and will call him back later. Call lasts 3 minutes. 9:22:45, Alec's car goes back into park mode. 21 minutes pass with no car data. At this time, Alec Murdaugh could have arrived at his parents' house. He stays for approximately 21 minutes. This aligns with Shelley Smith's testimony. Murdaugh stayed for 20 minutes and not the 30 to 40 minutes he told her to say. 9:43:05 p.m., Alec's car goes out of park mode again. Time elapsed just under 1 minute. 9:43:59 p.m., Alec's car goes back into park mode. Cannot determine whether car actually moved. Between 9:43 and 9:44 p.m., Alec Murdaugh could have departed parents' home for Moselle Road. 9:44 p.m., Alec's car goes back out of park mode. 9:47 p.m., Alec Murdaugh texts Maggie, "Call me, babe." Text goes unread. 9:52 p.m., Alec texts best friend Chris Wilson, "Call me if you up." At this time, Wilson calls right back and receives no answer. 9:53 p.m., Chris Wilson calls Alec again. Call lasts a few minutes. Alec tells him he is about to be back home from visiting his mom and asks if they can talk again the next day. 9:58 p.m., friend Rogan Gibson texts Paul Murdaugh, "Yo." Message goes unread. 10:36 p.m., Alec's car goes back into park mode. At this time, Alec could have arrived back home. Time lapse, 41 seconds. During time lapse, Alec could be opening the gate. 10:01:17 p.m., Alec's car goes out of park mode. 10:01:29 p.m., Alec's car goes back into park mode, just 12 seconds later. 10:01:30 p.m., Alec's car goes out of park mode. During this time, Alec could be driving to the house. 10:01:43 p.m., Alec's car goes back into park mode just 13 seconds later. Time lapse, 3 minutes, 1 second. During time lapse, Alec could be searching his house. 10:03 p.m., missed call from Alec to Maggie. 10:04:44 p.m., SUV powers down. 10:04:49 p.m., Alec's car goes out of park mode. At this time, Alec could have driven from house to kennels, approximately 1 minute. 10:05:55 p.m., Alec's car goes back into park mode. Time lapse, 19 seconds. During this time, could Alec have checked two bodies approximately 35 feet away? 10:06:14 p.m., call to 911 is placed. 4 seconds later, second call to 911 is placed. 10:11:45 p.m., Alec's car goes out of park mode. At this time, Alec could have driven back to the house to get a shotgun while still on 911 call. Takes approximately 1 minute. 10:12:38 p.m., car goes back into park mode. At this time, Alec could have grabbed a shotgun. Takes approximately 1 minute. 10:13:39 p.m., car goes out of park mode. No corresponding data points to the car going back into park mode. At this time, Alec could have driven back down to the kennels where officers would find him minutes later.